Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Debbie Meyer. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Debbie's is debbiemeyer.com, where you can find all of her stuff. We're getting some good information from Debbie on how to deal with things. Debbie was encouraging us to, as we think about, you know, tightening our belt, and it looks like we might have to do that again, Debbie, depending on how things go in the next few months. You're saying, you know, be sure to not just take a shotgun to your budget, but to use the surgical approach and cut the things that don't hurt you. You got to make sure that you take care of customers, don't you? Because if you cut down to that bone, you're in trouble.
Absolutely, you know, that's so true, and that's what I keep on saying to people. You can cut things all over the place. The places you want to be careful around cutting are around your customer service, around the experience your customer has relative to you and your product, or even if it's yourself. You know, you have to be very, very careful because that experience can't erode. Otherwise, that in tough times, people look, they might rely on price more than they rely on experience.
Here's something interesting I'd like to get your thoughts on, Debbie. We did a survey recently where we asked people, if you're not growing, why are you not growing? And only 4% said we're experiencing no growth. Only 4%. Wow. So the other people were not growing because they were worried about the economy, they were worried about the government doing what they were doing, or they couldn't get the money to grow. Now, that led me to believe that 96% of the people who responded to us had growth opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about that? I mean, how do we overcome those kinds of uncertainty, those kinds of fears? Maybe, you know, at some point in time, I wonder if maybe we might be using those as excuses. Maybe there are customers there waiting to go. What do you think?
There you go. You hit the nail on the head, I think, because you have to get past this paralysis. You can use paralysis in, you know, your business dealings as an excuse for everything. You know, people aren't spending, people aren't coming, I can't spend more on marketing, I can't spend anymore. A lot of what I hear is people saying, I don't have the money to spend to grow my business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then find the money within your business, and that is part of managing your costs. If you can eliminate two non-essential costs or cut them down, maybe everybody's got cars, maybe you shouldn't have all those. Even if you can't get out of a lease, you're going to cut down on your expenses if not everybody is just simply driving all over the place individually.
Right.
Find ways to do things that manage your costs.
Well, what about this? What about if you say, okay, I'm having trouble cutting this any more costs,
uh-huh,
because everything I found that is still in my budget I still need. Uh-huh. But then you say to yourself, okay, I think I need that, but do I need that more than I need a new customer?
Exactly.
What is on this list that I don't need more than I need a new customer? That's how you, would that not be a good way to decide what to cut next if you have to?
It's an excellent way, but remember this. Strategically, it costs more money to develop a new customer than it does to keep an old customer. And you want to make sure that while you're doing things to develop the new customer, which you still need, obviously, mm-hmm, you have to maintain the old customer. You don't want to lose customer because then you're just losing ground.
Right.
You have to back up and make up for that old customer as well. Then you need two new customers because you lost one and you had to replace him and then get another new one.
Well, and also, there's no better way to find a new customer than through an old customer.
You bet. That's
referral,
it. That's why. That's why the customer
golden
experience is absolutely imperative.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I talk to people now, and I go out and talk to, and I talk to a lot of women's groups, women entrepreneurs, you know, we're the, you know, people keep saying we're the last bastion, you know, of people, you know, developing their business careers. And it used to be they wanted to hear the fluff. They wanted to hear the, you know, the feel-good stuff. Now they say, I want some
that won't
real
help you. That won't help you make it through the tough times.
No, I don't think looking in the mirror and telling yourself, you know, I can do this is going to pay your bills. It's knuckling down and getting really sound advice and learning.
And telling yourself the truth.
Yes, tell yourself the truth, please, and tell somebody else the truth too.
Yeah, and don't let somebody else tell you something that sounds good, and you go away thinking everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, you just can't buy into all it. You have to work everything, and I'm a big one about working the problem.
Yeah.
If there is a problem, you've got to work it till it's managed, or work it till it's cleared up.
Because if you're a small business owner, that problem belongs to you.
Oh yes. Indeed.
Debbie, I need your website. I've got to wrap it up.
It's debbiemeyer.com.
Debbie, what a great treat. It's always great to have you here. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for the inspiration you are to so many people, including me.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you. You know, I love being here and talking to your audience. This is a great privilege for me.
We'll do it again real soon. Debbie Meyer, ladies and gentlemen, what a great example she is for all of us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.